You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Easy.
Just jotting it down.
Got all that?
Yeah. I forgot a lot of all those rules and regulations. I know we set them out at the beginning of this program.
Right.
A little over half a, what, year and a half ago, was it?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah. We haven't added anything new to them, even though we've got a new desk.
And the new desk is quite nice, I got to say. I'm really happy with the new desk. You?
Yeah, it's huge, yeah.
Got plenty of room to, you know, get all of our stuff out here.
Do you think we should give the new desk a name? Like, you know how the president's desk has the name the Resolute Desk? Yes. Should we give this desk a name?
That's a great idea. Maybe we should ask for some suggestions for
yeah.
that. Yeah. It's I don't know what kind of shape would you say this desk is.
It looks like a tree.
I was gonna say, boy, it ain't a shape that I learned about in school.
No, it's a yeah.
No, I mean, if you look at the bottom or the one, well,
yeah, that'd be the
anyway.
Trunk
it,
of it
has kind of a tree shape to it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's a nice desk. We like the desk.
We like it. We like it. I like the new chairs, too.
The new chairs are wonderful.
The tiny, tall chairs are kind of cool.
You can roll around on them.
The other chairs, nice. You couldn't move them at all.
No. They were heavy.
Heavy as hell.
Yeah. But, yeah. They still have a few things they got to tweak in the new studio here, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's coming along quite nicely.
Yeah. So. Where did the heavy chairs go, I wonder?
They're right outside the studio there, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're gathered around over by where... Okay. They took the couch out, too. We no longer have a couch in here, and that's out in the, I guess, what is that, the lobby?
Where am I supposed to sleep before Gordy gets here in the morning?
Exactly. I don't know. Well, it's still out there. I mean, you can still sleep there,
I suppose. Didn't think there was enough room back here. I think it would work.
I think you could put the couch in here.
Yeah, if they just moved it over a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, we're just trying to move the deck chairs on the...
on the Titanic?
On the...
Is that what you're thinking?
John and Gordy show Titanic.
Yes. And what episode number is this? Let's
345.
See. No. We're 356,
I think.
56. Yeah, I think that's right. Hmm. Yep. And it's the last day of March. Yeah. March came in like a lion and is going out like a lamb, apparently.
You think so?
I think that might be right.
Did we have some kind of weather event last night? Because I was a little surprised this morning. Had accumulation of snow and frost on my car window.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? No.
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't see any of that.
I used the car last night. We went out to get some sub sandwiches, and I'm thinking... You know, did I not use the car at all this weekend? Now, I don't know what happened, but either somebody came over with a bucket of ice and threw it on my car window.
That's it. I can see somebody doing that.
Yeah, I think that's it. That must be it.
All right.
By the way, I bought a bunch of cans of black spray paint now, and I've got it in the car. So anything that I see...
Why do you bring that up?
Well, I brought it up because it seems like Sam has a can of black spray paint in his car and marks territory for the John and Gordy show everywhere he goes.
I'm a guerrilla marketer.
You are.
Yeah, I saw that mattress on, what is it, Gorham or Johnson?
On Gorham.
Gorham, yeah. And, it really jumped out of me. I didn't realize it was that prominent.
You know, yesterday when I woke up, I looked out the window. And somebody had taken the mattress, the wet, heavy, soaked mattress, and thrown it on top of somebody's car across the street.
No way.
And I didn't want to get in trouble for it, so I took it off of their car and I put it back in its rightful place.
Well, okay, good. So people can see it again.
So if anybody sees some guy struggling with either roadside junk or something, it's Sam.
It's Sam.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Leave it alone, man. Stop it.
You put 92.7 WMDX on mattress with your spray paint.
We got to get the word out.
Okay.
Do you think that's the best representation for the show? Well, it's an old throwaway mattress. That's so. John and Gordy.
Yeah. It's cold out there this morning, by the way. It's like 30 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Would you like to know what the
ice
afternoon high
snow
would be?
Snow fell on my windshield last night.
Yeah. Okay. Have you checked your Samsung WMDX watch yet?
No, I have not really checked it out. I actually haven't entered the secret code on my watch
yet. Okay. Well, in the meantime, let's check out what the afternoon high may be. Let's get out the weather roulette wheel.
47.
Spin. You're saying 47?
47.
All right, let's see what the weather roulette wheel has to say about it. Mm. Oh, that says red 46. Okay, so pretty close. Mid-40s today, mid to upper 40s.
All right.
And it's supposed to be a nice day as far as the skies go. Partly cloudy this morning, and we'll see a good deal of sunshine here and there. We'll check in with WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot later
on. It was an interesting sunrise this morning. I kind of like
it.
I mean, you could see the horizon.
It's not up
driving
yet.
Into
this
town.
Morning?
What are you talking about? It's not up yet.
No, you could see a little bit out there. Well, I drove into town.
Did you check the
from
sunrise?
The west side.
Are
and
you
I could
sure
see,
you weren't seeing the streetlights?
No, I could see just very, very few clouds up there, and it was really nice looking blue sky behind, and I have two skylines that I see when I drive in. I see the skyline of University Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tall.
Yeah,
and then of course I catch the Capitol driving
nice.
In.
Nice,
but it's going to be a nice day today.
Did you check the sunrise and sunset times on your WMDX?
You're on top of that.
Samsung
That's 6:41 this morning sunrise.
6:41
and 7:23.
Okay.
Sunset time. 7:23. Just in case I might have confused you.
More and more sunshine. Well, that's good. Okay. National calendar.
Well,
let's check it out here.
Yeah.
See what day it is or is not.
It seems like we did this last year too.
Around this time?
Same time.
Is it or is it not?
Yeah.
National Crayon Day? How about National Prom Day? Is it or is it not National Photography Day? National Clams on the Half Shell Day? National Bunsen Burner Day? Or National Tater Day? One of those does not belong. John, over to you.
It's not National Tater Day.
It is National Tater Day. You are wrong again. Okay. Sam, would you care to take a guess?
It's not Photography Day. That's my guess.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I want you to look for something. See if you can find my three sons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Please pass the Bunsen burner. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Cue that up.
Just look for that. See if they have that clip.
Should we start with National Bunsen Burner Day? Because that's what it is.
Well, we got to give Sam a little time.
All right. Then let's start with National Tater Day.
All right.
All you tater heads out there. Okay. Why is my computer not... Here we go. If you like spuds, National Tater Day is for you. The day recognizes all kinds of potatoes that provide us with essential vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Potatoes, John, are quite versatile.
I know.
Which might explain why so many people like them. They're the number one consumed vegetable in the United States.
They're actually a pretty healthy carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm. And when you consider how many ways you can eat over 200 different kinds of potatoes, mm-hmm. there's 200 varieties?
Yeah. Some That's are really amazing. Soft. Some work well in soups.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't.
First of all, you can bake them. Who doesn't like a baked potato?
Yeah.
You can, let's see.
Wrap them in plastic wrap and microwave them.
You can have mashed potatoes.
Have a nice baked potato that way.
Yeah, mashed potatoes.
Or steamed potato, I guess.
Yeah. Sprinkle them with herbs and cheese or a hint of salt. Try a new recipe. Okay, that's enough on National Tater Day.
You put sour cream in a potato, and it tastes wonderful. You don't have to put butter or anything fatty.
Mm-hmm.
Just sour cream. I guess there's fat in sour cream, maybe.
I imagine. Did you find that Bunsen burner thing? From?
I'm finding quotes of it, like people talking about it, but I can't find an actual clip of it from the show.
All right, well, keep looking.
I'll keep looking.
Give you another couple of things here. National Crayon Day. Why? Opening up a box of crayons opens up a world of imagination and hours of fun. When was the last time you opened up a brand new box of crayons?
There's still something about a box of crayons that just is exciting.
You know, if you were a kid and you had that 64-color pack of crayons with the little sharpener in it.
I was going to say, that big pack, I mean, you had every color.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you were just, you'd have weeks and weeks of fun.
We have a guy named Edwin Binney. To thank for the colored crayons that we're familiar with today. He was part owner of Binney & Smith, a company that produced products such as paint and pigments and slate pencils for schools. Back in 1903, he created the Crayola division. 1903. My gosh, that's a long time.
Well, I just think that, you know, a lot of those crayons and colored pencils that Crayola put out were some of the best ever. They put out a quality product. They really did.
Yeah. It's National Prom Day. Did you go to the prom in high school, John? Once or twice?
I actually did, for being an outcast, a loner. I went to both. I went to two proms. I can't believe
did
I ever
really?
Did that. Yes.
Yeah. I went to one prom. The other one, a girl dumped me the night before, so... For somebody else. That was a little disappointing.
The girl I asked dumped me a month before.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But then she changed her mind.
Nice, then
we ended up going and I acted like a complete idiot.
Prom. Yeah. Okay. National Clams on the Half Shell Day.
Yep.
Okay. You like clams on the half shell? Big fan?
I really
don't
care about
clams.
Sort
of a New England
thing. I really don't care about them.
Yeah. We got a text here from Catherine. You do not wrap a potato in plastic wrap and microwave it, John.
Yes, you do.
Do you really?
Try it sometime.
Seriously? Doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, it bakes a potato in the steam, so it's very simple, very quick, very fast.
All right.
I would recommend 3.5 minutes.
Okay. Give it a shot.
At 1,000 watts.
Well, it is National Bunsen Burner Day. Did we find anything on this?
We're getting there.
Named after Robert Bunsen, a Bunsen burner, standard lab equipment, produces a single open gas flame. We salute the Bunsen burner.
Okay, now if we can get this clip, I can explain it a little better.
We'll have it in a little bit.
But I think we'll have Pam Yonke coming up right around the corner from the Midwest Farm Report, talking about food and agriculture and all things good like that. 18 minutes past the hour. You're listening to John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. Keep it right here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. 21 minutes past the hour, a chilly 30 degrees, highs today in the mid-40s. We are waiting to see if we can connect with Pam Yonke. In the meantime,
the call letters in WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning show. And I got it. You pass the ball to me, I'm running down the field with
Okay, good. We're talking about National Bunsen Burner Day.
Yes, we are.
Each day, each year honors the birthday of the German chemist Robert Wilhelm Eberhard von Bunsen. How'd you like to have that name? Robert Wilhelm Eberhard von Bunsen.
Well, I'm sure glad they just called it the Bunsen burner.
The Bunsen burner, standard lab equipment, produces a single open gas flame. Labs use the Bunsen burner for heating, sterilization, and combustion. The gas can be either natural gas, usually methane, or liquefied petroleum gas, such as propane, butane, or a mixture.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, we were talking about, the Bunsen burner in an episode of My Three Sons.
I don't remember this episode.
And it was an episode where Don Grady, the actor who played Robbie, Robbie was trying to figure out a way to have a conversation with his lab partner in school, and he didn't know what to say, and he came up with the line, "Please pass the Bunsen burner."
Pretty good line.
And the whole episode focused on "Please pass the Bunsen burner."
Really?
And it burned in my memory forever. I can't get it out. And I know that you saw a whole bunch of references online when you were Googling it, right?
I just found the section of that episode if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's play it.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a very nice idea, Miss Fisher. Please pass a Bunsen burner. We'll take a two-shot of this tomorrow. The same thing you just did. Same action, same line.
I don't. Right? What is so funny about this, John? Like, I can tell that the two lab partners are a little awkward, but...
because he worked so hard at it. Yeah. No. Well, you know, he talked about it at home.
Oh.
And he ran it by everybody in the family.
Please pass that Bunsen burner.
Please pass the Bunsen burner.
The thing about My Three Sons was it was all boys, you know, and it was all men in this household, you know, and somehow Fred McMurray played the lead role, and we don't know what happened to his wife. They never talked about his wife.
Never,
it's like, I don't know,
never.
Disappeared somewhere along the line, apparently.
Toxic masculinity in that house.
Yes. And then there was Uncle Charlie. You
Uncle
know,
Charlie. Were there two of them? There were...
Well, right? The first one was William Demarest, remember, from I Love Lucy. He didn't last very long.
No.
And then the other one,
was he lovable?
Lovable? Hmm. Kind
of cantankerous. They just changed the actor who was playing the same character?
I don't know if it was the same. I think it changed.
I think they changed the character, too. Yeah.
But the thing with Don Grady, who played Robbie, he went on to have his own group, singing group.
A rock band?
Yeah. The Yellow Balloon.
I don't remember them either.
And their very minor hit, top 100 hit, was Yellow Balloon.
Okay.
So they named their group after the song.
I just remember his hair was perfect every episode.
All the time.
Long, kind of longish, kind of like a Beach Boys thing he had going on.
Yeah, kind of a swish across from one side to the other.
Yeah, and there was little Ernie there. And
Ernie, Ernie was the outcast.
Yeah, and then the middle brother, I can't remember what his name, what was it, Rob? Let's see. Oh boy, now we got to do some more research.
Well, I know,
remember the first
Tim
season?
Considine, he was the older brother.
Well, Tim Considine was only in the show like for a season, and then he went to college or something they dropped his contract and they got Ernie in the picture. Ernie wasn't in the original first season or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now here it is. There's Stanley Livingston. Believe it or not, that's Richard Douglas, and then there's Barry Livingston.
Yeah, that was Ernie. Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And Tim Considine, he was in some Disney stuff, and he was only in it for a year or two.
William Demarest was the character, and it was Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Charlie Leslie O'Casey.
Okay.
And the other guy was William Frawley, who was William
Frawley.
Michael Francis. Oh, my God. Forget it. I can't read it.
William Frawley was in I Love Lucy.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get all this straightened out here. Jeez. Because this is important stuff.
Well, it must be. Oh, no.
What?
Well, we got a frowning face from Catherine.
Why?
It's because you were talking about cooking a potato in plastic wrap.
Not advised.
Well, I'm working on building up the microplastics in my brain.
You got to build a tolerance, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Exactly.
So we never tracked down Pam for today, but we will get a hold of her later in the week and check in with her.
Yeah, that's fine. She probably told us that she was busy or couldn't do the program, and you know us,
that.
We never listened to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Hey, guess what? A little bit later on, we will fire up our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Once again, all this week, you'll have chances every day at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. during those hours to listen for the keyword and enter into the contest. All kinds of great prizes, like a Chula Vista getaway. These are the daily prizes. Mm. Chula Vista getaways, the Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash, and each and every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So download that Civic Media app. It's really easy to do, and it's free, and free to use, too. And be listening for your chance to win after 7 a.m. I'll reveal the keyword for that hour.
I feel much better now. Thank you.
I'm glad. I didn't know you were feeling ill.
Well, I was, you know, on the edge of my chair.
You know, yesterday afternoon, I went to High Noon Saloon. They were having that 10th anniversary Mama Care. It's a great thing. A lot of people were there. I saw Terry Barr there, and our own John Scott was there, and a few other people, and had three great acts. Sam Ness was there, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, great band. And then the Jimmies, man.
Oh, yeah, Jimmies. The Jimmies are still
hadn't
back at it.
Hadn't seen them in many, many years.
So,
and they were great. They were just really fun.
Really?
Yeah. Good crowd there, too. And Jonathan W. Little was there. I thought it was him. I saw him across the room.
I wanted
to talk to him.
You did the old John Peterson.
I did the John Peterson. I was like, oh, maybe that's him. I haven't seen him in so long. I don't know if that's him.
Yeah, I don't want to bother him.
And then later I asked Sam Ness, was that Jonathan Little? Oh, yeah. Because they're old buddies.
There you go.
See,
yeah.
I missed my chance to talk to Jonathan W. Little. Oh, well. Okay, it's 29 past the hour.
Let's go out on the yellow balloon here.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Only on John and Gordy in the Morning will you hear music like this. Right? The yellow balloon.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
More of Idiocracy coming up.
Hey, voting day is tomorrow. Have you voted yet? Did you do any early voting, John?
Yep, I did, actually. Mm-hmm. We had a later day for voting on Friday in Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there right away. My wife said, hey, you know, you have an extra hour here till 5. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I ran right out and did it.
Yep. You can register all the way up through Election Day, and you can find out more at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. I have not voted yet, but I'll vote either today or tomorrow. That's it.
I don't think you can vote today early. But
no, you don't think so? That's right.
Maybe early voting ended on Friday. But
that's right.
Speaking of elections, Doug has a text here about the last election. He says, statistics on the election show that more young men voted for Trump than anyone else. Mm. For your show to create change, you need to appeal to these young men. Yeah. Join the Manosphere. Gordy, challenge John to a taser contest. See who can withstand being tased the most. Young men will tune in for that.
You think
I think they will.
Think that's a big tune in.
But I'm not a big fan of the idea myself.
Tasing.
Maybe
tasing,
we should get Doug in the studio and both of us could tase him and see who can tase him the most before we started feeling bad about it.
Yeah. Why not? We could do that.
I'm
sure Doug would be up for it.
Chip was the other son.
Right. Yeah, on My Three Sons.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chip. Yep. Chip, Ernie, and...
That's right. What was the older one?
Oh, it was Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie.
Robbie, Chip, and Ernie.
Yep.
Those were the three most sons.
How could you forget, like, the three main characters of a show?
Well, it was a little
titled My Three Sons.
Stanley Livingston was Chip.
And his brother Barry was Ernie.
Yeah.
They were actual brothers.
They brought him in later as a cousin or something, right?
Right, because Tim Considine, boy, how do we have to Wrap this out. Tim Considine was in the first season, I think, only. Maybe two seasons.
A lot of people are trying to forget this show.
Tim Considine graduated and went to college, and we never heard from him again. That's when they brought in Ernie as the third son. Not really his son.
Well, the funny thing, too, and I didn't mention this, not funny thing, it's stupid, but Robbie was also, Don Grady was also a musketeer. And
that's
Tim Considine was, I think, as well.
Yes.
He was one of...
one of the original musketeers.
Yeah, he was there. And it was the Hardy Boys. He was one of the Hardy Boys.
Tim Considine?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, that's before my time. I don't remember the Hardy Boys.
Yep.
Yeah. It was early Disney stuff, black and white.
And there was a ranch, too, where they all...
I remember the ranch.
Was there.
Vaguely remember... They were on a ranch.
Remember that.
That was about it.
They sent these kids to a summer camp ranch. That's basically the story of this. Oh, my God.
Let's
help us all. Okay. We're descending in idiocracy.
Yes, we are.
Before your very ears. My God.
At least it's going to be a nice day to wrap up March. You know, it's the last day of March. Highs today in the mid-40s. Right now it's 30 degrees.
You know, I voted, but I didn't get $1 million for it.
You didn't?
No.
Elon didn't cut you a check?
For some reason, I wasn't wearing a
red
hat.
Well, you know you didn't vote the right way, John. Yeah. You got to vote the right way to get $1 million.
Well, we saw a clip. You know, it's getting national coverage of Elon passing out the $1 million check to this guy with the red Make America Great Again hat.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you have to have that.
Got to have that.
$1 million. The guy's a millionaire now.
Well, good for him.
Well, I hope that Elon ends up in prison in Wisconsin.
I thought they were trying to stop it at the last minute. Josh Call put in some.
Well, he asked the Supreme Court to step in, but apparently that didn't happen.
Mm. Okay.
They were, and it'll work on the weekend. Let's let's get to the most ridiculous news, and we'll probably have stuff on this tomorrow because I didn't have time to look it up. But in fact, I forgot to record it. But it was Trump saying that he's serious about getting a third term.
Yeah, he says there are methods to do that.
There are methods.
I think you have to have...
I guess the first method is to become king and dictator. and that takes care of second and third for methods.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah. I think 2/3 of the Congress has to go along, and then they have to pass an amendment. I mean, it's really, it's not, it's in the Constitution now that you can only have 2 terms. So they have to overturn that.
No, they're splitting hairs because it wasn't a consecutive term.
Oh.
It doesn't say consecutive in the amendment, though, does it?
Well, that's...
I think,
loophole may be. I don't know.
I think it does.
So far as I know, the maximum amount of time that a president can currently serve is 10 years. If they were vice president and then the president died 2 years in, they can serve the remainder of that term and then serve 2 full terms after that. I don't think that they can serve 3 full 4-year terms.
Well, you're probably right, but,
But that's not
laws can be changed,
right?
Laws can be changed.
Oh.
Yeah. they put that in after FDR. That was
now we're gonna. Here's the thing, he's just manipulating the press. He's manipulating the public.
It's just
another huge distraction talking about a third term. Now we're sitting here talking about a third term, and we're going to spend all morning talking about it.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. We're not.
Instead of Signalgate, which still is ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just another diversion.
Okay, I've got a cut here. Let's play this in Idiocracy. It's cut 265, and this is Caroline Leavitt, the Megan android human that is programmed to say everything nice about our president. Let's listen to this. This is about Signalgate.
We have said all along that no classified material was sent on this messaging thread. There were no locations, no sources, or methods revealed, and there were certainly no war plans discussed.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlantic has even admitted this themselves.
No, they didn't.
Their release of these internal messages validates the truth, which we have been saying all along. If this story proves anything, It proves that Democrats and their propagandists in the mainstream media know how to fabricate, orchestrate, and disseminate a misinformation campaign quite well.
Projection.
And there's arguably no one in the media who loves manufacturing and pushing hoaxes more than Jeffrey Goldberg.
Projection.
Goldberg is an anti-Trump hater. He is a registered Democrat.
Oh, no.
Goldberg's wife is also a registered Democrat and a big Democrat donor
who
used to work under who? Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
this is the same Jeffrey Goldberg who infamously lied about weapons of mass destruction to get us into the Iraq War, which cost trillions of dollars and thousands of American soldiers. And how else has Goldberg discredited himself? By absurdly claiming that President Trump was Vladimir Putin during the 2016 campaign. By peddling the Russia hoax that tried to hijack President Trump's first term.
It actually,
by inventing the suckers and losers hoax to help Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
And that happened too.
By peddling a hoax about President Trump involving Gold Star families to help Kamala Harris in the 2024 election, which our campaign at the time vigorously denied. Jeffrey Goldberg didn't care. There's more, but we don't have all day, and we can now add the Signal hoax to this very long list.
Yes, it's Signal hoax. It's a manufactured hoax.
Yeah.
The Signal chat. That's manufactured. You know, everything she... It's funny. You know, why don't they just stop bringing that stuff up? They
Suckers.
Keep bringing up all the stuff that they're actually guilty of and deny it at the very same time. It is truly amazing.
And there's proof on that stuff.
All of it.
Suckers and Losers, that's on tape.
Yeah.
I mean, there all those things.
Mueller found a whole bunch of Russians that were trying to influence the election. Russia. It did happen.
I keep saying there's got to be this room in the White House just full of writers writing this stuff out. It's like a TV show.
Yeah.
It can't just happen. They've got to be planning this out somehow.
Yeah. They're in there.
It truly is amazing. Just, you know, the extreme version of projection. I don't think is there a medical term for that? There's got to be something that, you know, like malignant narcissism. Yeah, they have
psychosis,
that. It's got to be malignant
neurosis.
Projection.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get to the fertilization president here. This is cut 266.
God.
You know, when Trump tries to ad lib and have a little bit of fun, it doesn't exactly work out the way anybody would expect.
He's proud of being the fertilization president.
I know. Let's
He's
listen. Let's listen.
Okay.
You're doing great on it. And we're going to have tremendous, tremendous goodies in the bag for women, too. The women, between the fertilization and all of the other things that we're talking about, it's going to be great.
Things?
We're joined today.
What?
Fertilization.
What?
I'm still very proud of it. I don't care.
Really?
I'll be known as the fertilization president. That's okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. I've been called much worse.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Actually, I like it, right?
Of course you would.
I like
it. Number of wives.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
God.
Let's go to the phones right now. Joe is on the line for us. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, the fertilization president. Oh, my God.
I know. I'm going to add
He's
that
proud
to
of
the
it.
List.
Proud.
Oh, God, you just can't get close to it.
No.
I just, in the sea of misinformation, the sea of the stew that is Donald Trump and his administration, I just wanted to throw into the mix, just to commend to your listeners, there. I found a Canadian reporter, that on Substack. His name is Dean Blundell. It's Blundell. And the thing that I find fascinating about this guy is it is a Canadian take on this whole, we're going to take over Canada and how it might work and what has been chewing about because of that. And I would commend to them that there's an article with this wonderful title to it, Canada Just Trump's Ego. There's going to be a super corridor set stage for a global power shift without America. They describe it as, quote, the maple curtain drops.
Maple curtain.
I love that. Yeah.
Well,
that's great stuff.
This trade war, because apparently Trump really, really wanted to talk to Mark Carney, the interim prime minister.
Yep.
And Carney pulled a real apex predator move, which is not unlike Putin, which is he wouldn't take Trump's call. He just wouldn't take the call. And finally, they got together. And after that resulted this lovely bit where Carney is saying, we are no longer depending on the United States for anything. Bye-bye. The big breakup call, basically. We turn around. We're just going to be concentrating on ourselves. See you. Bye. And yeah. Part of that, and it's really worth reading about, guys, in this guy's Substack, Canada, he got together with his, one of the things he got together was all the provinces to say, we're gonna have no more trade barriers between the provinces. They'd been kind of singular, if you will. And that action alone is going to add to Canada's GDP by 4 to 8% by just removing trade barriers between Saskatchewan, Manitoba, that kind of thing. But they're also going to be building this national corridor. It's going to be a way to have shipping from the Northern Territories, where a lot of the resources are, energy, minerals, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a road, rail, pipelines, power lines, fiber optic cable. It's going to be called the First Mile Fund. And if you look on the map, you can just see, holy moly, they are in a primal space to be able to create something brand new by throwing us on the trash heap and basically developing what they have in their country in terms of being able to transport stuff to ports to be able to create, if not a global superpower,
yeah,
certainly
yeah.
a lot more powerful than they are now. So I'd really give people a heads up to look at this article, because it sets out the Canadian system in a much different way than we hear in our national press. We still have this idea of Canada as the little brother who, you know, can barely mm-hmm. make it without us holding his hand and walking it through. And what Carney presents as an economist is just a completely different take on
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Which is, bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
I think we're
going to be going on our own.
I think Carney has done a tremendous job of making Trump back down. I think he has a chance of winning it as well. So as you say, he's interim currently, but great stuff. We'll look at the Dean Blondell article, right?
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I got a cut of Mark Carney talking about this, so
right.
We'll play that next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. It is 6:49. And we're about 15 minutes away from our first break into spring text to win contest keyword. So that's coming up too on John and Gordy in the Morning. We wish we could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about here. I mean, seriously, just talking about Canada, and we're going to get into the Prime Minister's comments about the U.S.
Mm-hmm. It's 6:52, kind of cloudy this morning. We'll see a lot of sunshine the rest of the day. Currently 30 degrees, highs in the mid-40s. And, yeah, we got comments here.
Let's read one of these here. Mark, the Greenlanders have the MAGA hats, make America go away. I love that. I'm getting one of those hats. I'm standing behind the Canadians on this one.
Are you?
Yeah.
And we got a comment from Doug in St. Francis.
Oh, wait, but by the way, that's a Greenlander hat.
Yeah?
They're using it now in Canada. So.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's got it, and I'm going to have one.
You're really? Okay.
Yes. Besides the white hat.
Yeah,
because of
Mike McCabe.
Mike McCabe's thing that he's doing with the white hats.
With the white American flag.
White American flag, No colors.
Let's see here. In 4 years, let's read this one from Martin in Verona. Go ahead and run for a third term. We'll bring back Obama, you bloviated bag of bovine dung. Well, that's a nice thought. Thank you, Martin.
Yes.
Of Verona.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go along with that.
Okay. And
Mark says in 4 years, Trump will be 82 to 83 and suffering further mental decline.
Yeah,
boy, I can't imagine what he'll look like at that point.
And Doug says, Bill Gates recently predicted that in 10 years, AI will have replaced all but three jobs. Radio personality is not one of those three. Thoughts? Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. Always thinking of us.
That's I think AI is way too smart to work as many hours as we work.
That's it.
We just got done filling in for Maggie Dawn.
Last week. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Now we're just, back to doing the morning show here, which is fine. Yeah.
All right. So let's play this cut from Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney.
Okay.
The old relationship we had with the United States, based on deepening integration of our economies and tight security and military cooperation, is over. What exactly the United States does next is unclear. But what is clear, is that we, as Canadians, have agency. We have power. We are masters in our own home. Nous sommes chez nous. We can control our destiny. We can give ourselves much more than any foreign government, including the United States, can ever take away. We can deal with this crisis best by building our strength right here at home. It will take hard work. It will take steady and focused determination from governments, from businesses, from labor, from Canadians. We will need to dramatically reduce our reliance on the United States. We will need to pivot our trade relationships elsewhere. And we will need to do things previously thought impossible at speeds we haven't seen in generations.
All right. Well, that's the end result of that. So, hey, good job, Trump. Wow. It's like the rest of the world won't react to any dumb thing that he does next. Oh, my God. Okay, now we've got Bill Maher here. Let's play this cut real quick. It's cut 279, and he leads into his commentary about Canada as well. Let's listen.
At that same speech, Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, a Trump appointee, pissed off Steve Bannon because apparently the look on her face was not one of sufficient enrapturement. Bannon showed the video of her to his viewers and said, "That's not a look of admiration." Yeah, nothing too North Korean about that. So I know, my Republican friends, when you hear cult, you roll your eyes, but let me add one thing to it that you might not have heard. You know a cult is really a cult when the leader asks you to turn on friends and family, because they're the only ones who are a threat to deprogram you. It's why Tom Cruise doesn't talk to his own kid. Which brings me to America suddenly saying to our closest friend in the world, you know what? F*** Canada for no particular reason. I don't know for sure where Jesse Waters of Fox News stood on invading Canada 12 weeks ago, but I'm guessing it wasn't on his mind at all. But now his message for Canada is, the fact that they don't want us to take them over makes me want to invade. But Canada isn't threatening us, for God's sakes, their flag is a leaf. Even Joe Rogan, a Trump voter, said, "Why are we upset at Canada? This is stupid." Okay, MAGA people, that's called thinking for yourself. At the end of Trump's first term, there were still some people who would occasionally correct him on little details, like, "You lost that last election." But now we have Lauren Boebert saying we must rally behind President Trump to secure his third term, something Steve Bannon is advocating for as well. And you just know that soon the entire Republican Party will be on this page. Okay, there's no fuzz on this. It's as clear as 1, 2, 3. Presidents get 2 terms, not more. No matter how wonderful you think they are, it's written in black and white in the Constitution. Guys, you know this is wrong. You know in your heart this is the moment when Rome stops being a republic. So come on, be like those mice and grow a pair of balls.
There you go. Beautiful. Sweet.
It's Bill Maher. Short. Yeah. Yep. Saying it all about Canada. Boy. Yeah. And on it goes.
I told my sons I was going to play Bill Maher, and I said, that fascist? I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
6:58. Coming up in just a few minutes, our break into spring text to win statewide contest continues. I'll reveal the key word in after the news, and also we'll check in with Brittany Merlot on the weather. John and Gordy in the morning.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.